So, how much is your college degree worth? It's not simply an abstract academic question if you're $100,000 in debt by the time you graduate. No, you've got to make up that money even to break even. When you graduate college, you get a degree, and you've got to pay off all the debt. Well, how do you do that, particularly in this environment? Beth Kobliner is joining us, personal finance expert, author of the New York Times bestseller, Get a Financial Life. Beth, thanks for coming into the studio, as always.
Good to be here.
We've got some graduates on the line who have some very harrowing stories to tell. But, I mean, it does skew your sense of the value of a college education when you're six figures in the red at commencement.
Absolutely.
How many people are in this situation?
Well, the average debt load for somebody graduating from college is $23,000. But when I go around the country talking to people of this age group, they kind of laugh when they hear that sum because they say, you know what, I have 50, 60, 70,000. The average law school graduate leaves school with $100,000 in debt. Medical school students, about $120,000 in debt.
And we're talking with two different classes of debt. There's specific debt of loans to actually go to college, and then there is the kind of debt you acquired to make ends meet by maybe taking too many credit cards as a student.
Absolutely. And I'm only talking about the federal student loans. You're
wow.
absolutely right. On average, people are graduating with $4,000 in addition with credit card debt. So it's a massive amount of debt. And the one thing I've really been noticing for the first time this year is the natural order of debt cycles have totally been disrupted. I mean, I feel like an economic anthropologist because the phenomenon I started noticing is young people now are saying they have kids who are about to go to college and these parents are still paying off their student loans and they're sending their kids to college and they have to get student loans for them.
Charles Dickens, where are you when we need you?
It's crazy, you know, and I think a lot of people are overwhelmed by this situation. And the good news is there is some relief in a new law we'll be passing in just a couple of days.
Well, let's talk about that. But first, Colleen Hansford in Colorado Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's that college degree working out for you, Colleen?
I think in the long run, it's going to be a good investment, but I am very heavily in debt.
How much? How much?
When I graduated, it was just under $30,000, but unfortunately, that was in 1997, and due to a
Whoa.
Series of circumstances, I've had a lot of interest and penalties accrue.
So what is it now?
It's about $66,000.
Yikes. So advice for Colleen, Beth?
Well, Colleen is in this really tricky situation. We talked earlier. She's 42 years old. You know, she just – sorry, Colleen, to tell your age, but
That's
it's
all right.
The reality of student loans right now. People in their 40s with tens of thousands of dollars in student loans. But the good news is as of July 1st, in just a couple of days, there's a new income-based repayment plan that will save Colleen, and I feel like it's a game show, but $37,000.
Really?
And the sad thing is this new plan. It's called Income-Based Repayment Plans, and it's specifically for people who think they're going to be going for 20, 30 years and still not be able to pay off their student loans. So what she wants to do is go to the website IBRinfo.org. That stands for Income-Based Repayment Info.org. And there she will find out.
The government came up with that name?
Yeah.
Were they trying to hide this program?
Actually, no. This was a sort of student advocacy group.
I see.
So,
okay, great.
Right. But you're right. It's very confusing. And I have to say, the sad part about it is a lot of people don't know about these new rules that can save them. So, Colleen, instead of paying $520 a month, you can switch down to $500 a month, which doesn't sound like a huge amount. But also, the great thing about this new plan is that after 25 years, the government forgives all your debt. And that's the thing that's really key for a lot of people like Colleen who are overwhelmed, have huge amounts that they never can expect to pay off until their 70s. So, Colleen, good news. You can save money and go to that website and you'll get the information.
That is outstanding. Thank you.
Did we improve your morning, Colleen?
Tremendously.
We don't want to make you late for work there in Colorado Springs, but thanks so much for being on The Takeaway. Austin Light. You're a journalist, so that's one sign of your lack of education, I suppose, your choice of career. But you're a journalist for the Mecklenburg Times. You join us from Charlotte, North Carolina. How are those college degrees working out for you and your wife?
Not bad, considering I did secure a job in the industry, but they are definitely very costly.
How much are you in debt in your household?
Together, we owe about $113,000.
Whoa. All right. Beth, you want to find out a little more about this and help them out?
Yeah. Well, Austin, from what I understand, you're a writer.
Mm-hmm.
and your wife does clerical work. So their combined income is closer to about $60,000, and they have $100,000 in debt. So they are a perfect candidate, once again, for this new plan, the income-based repayment plan. But there's a little hitch, there always is. In their case, if you're a married couple, and for this year probably only, because they're going to change the rules, these new plans are not so great because they expect Austin to be able to use his $60,000 combined income to pay both his debt and her debt separately, which is, of course, not realistically. The government basically assumes they make $120,000, double the amount of their income. And, of course, that's not the case. So I would say, Austin, for this year, sit tight. And next year, you want to file separately. And by doing that, you will, again, be able to save yourself literally tens of thousands of dollars under this new plan.
No, you're not suggesting that they actually get divorced for next year and then get
remarried. No. I mean, but it's crazy. The ins and outs of these rules are so difficult. I have to tell you, I've been doing this for 20 years. To sort of figure out, piece it together is so difficult. But again, Austin, the bottom line is good news. Go to this website. There's also another good website, fineaid.org. It's FINAID.org. And that gives you a whole bunch of information on your other options, but it just, you know, for a little bit of research, you're a journalist, you know, use those skills and figure out the best way to pay off your loans.
Austin, what advice would you give to young people in college right now who are acquiring some of these debts? You know, would you have done things differently? Any sort of realities you want to share?
I don't have any regrets as far as the school that I went to, or I kind of knew what I was getting into ahead of time, but what I would say is don't do the credit cards. We are completely debt-free with the exception of our student loans, and that was because we worked through college knowing that we would be in this debt coming out. We had jobs while we were in school. We saved up and paid for in cash anything that we needed to. So I would say it really isn't a good idea to come out of college with these student loans plus the credit cards on top of that, because the credit cards are at much higher interest rates. You know, we're looking at around 14% for a lot of these cards, or even higher, whereas the student loans, you can get them as low as 5%. And so that was something that's helped us, is just not, is just staying away from those, and be as frugal as you can. And if you can borrow money from family, or you can work ahead of time and save up some cash going in, that's always better than but then having to get loans, and then just trying.
Well, but rethinking journalism, possibly, maybe. It doesn't sound like you are.
No.
No. Well, good for you. You know?
Very happy with my profession, and I do a lot of freelance writing and illustrating on the side, and
a lot more of that in the future, I'm sure. Austin Light, thanks.
Oh, yes.
Give our thanks to your wife also for being a part of the Takeaway this morning.
Will do. Thank
at least
you.
In spirit. Thanks, Austin Light, journalist for the Mecklenburg Times. He and his wife share more than $100,000 in debt. You want to take us out? We got 30 seconds.
You know, I mean, the one thing he talks about is he went to a private school. He and his wife, they have $100,000 in debt. That's why we're seeing a huge increase in public school applications, up 70% this year versus private schools only up 50%.
Well, if you're going to go into writing, maybe you should write personal finance books like Beth Kogliner did, New York Times bestseller, Get a Financial Life. Beth, as always, thanks for helping out.
My pleasure.